Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is, wherever you are in this universe. I am Brian Donovan. I am here with Patrick Giarelli. You are listening to 5 Minute Motivation. Woo! Welcome, welcome, welcome. What we do every day, or every week for that matter, is we break down the typical quotes that you might see in your everyday life, your social media feeds, wherever you might read these things, in the Port-a-John written in Sharpie.
Sometimes.
There should be more of that. There should be more of that. If you're a poetic motivator and you find yourself in the Port-a-John with a Sharpie, do the world a favor, jot it down.
Wake up, victory's mine. On top, still on the grind. Gotta go get it right now. Holla at me, with me. It's time.
I think the stars above. I know that we're gonna make it.
It'll take over, God, we gon' make it. Show the world that it's shining our greatness. Take control, take a shot. What you waiting for? Keep it real. Never gon' fake this. Till we make it. Till we make it.
Gonna do is we're gonna put 5 minutes on the clock. We are gonna give you a quote, and Patrick and I are gonna split our time. We're gonna divide that 5 minutes up as equally as possible because we are gentlemen, we are gonna break that quote down and give you some anecdotal insight into what that quote means to us based on the lives that we have lived. And Patrick is gonna take the reins here today.
Hope everybody's feeling it today, every day. Remember, today's a new day. The choice is yours. Do something amazing. Here's the quote. None of that was. Time is a created thing. To say I don't have time is like saying I don't want to. Lei Tao. So Lei Tao, by the way, is one of my high favorites. And there might be a time and place where I feed you, give you my absolute most favorite quote by him. This was not it. So as I ramble on, let me say the quote again, for goodness sakes. Time is a created thing. To say I don't have time is like saying I don't want to. This is real. This is tough. This is introspective. Okay? I don't have time. Let's break that down real quick. We've all got the same 24 hours in a day, 7 days in a week. All right? 365 days in a year, 366 on a leap year. It all boils down to that second part. What do I want to do with the same time that everyone else has? So I feel like I see this. I know I have challenges with this, you know, but it's about maximizing your time and doing what you want to do with your time. So when I hear I don't have time is like saying I don't want to, isn't I don't have time more like I haven't made X thing a important thing on my agenda? I haven't given that enough focus to conquer it. So I'm just going to throw some caveat on it that says I don't have time. I think you do. I think you do. I think you probably have time to live the life that you want to live. And I'm just going to pick on a few things, okay? I know one of the things that I fall victim to, being very honest, is, man, I'm a sports junkie. I love it. After my wife, it's probably one of my most favorite things in the world. And look, I watch 2 or 3 hours of sports a day, and it almost doesn't matter what sport. But that's 2 or 3 hours just gone. Other people, it might be Facebook, might be Twitter, might be too much time at the gym equals not enough time with self-investment, reading books, growing yourself, learning a new hobby, a new passion. My point is this. We've all got the same amount of time. Please don't use time as your excuse. If you're going to say it, own it. I don't want to. I don't feel like it right now. But don't use time as your crutch, because time can be your ally when you flip that script and realize I have all the time I need to do what I want as long as I cut out the time suckers, the time wasters. What do you think, B?
I think you hit on something that's pretty important, and it's really not necessarily the reality of what we're capable and not capable of doing because of time. It's the way we phrase our excuse. It's really a matter of just not giving the inactivity or the decision not to do something, you know, the excuse of time. It's about how you phrase it. It's like, I really don't want to do that thing, you know, because if you think about it, I like to break this down into the smaller things that we build up in our minds, maybe in our daily morning routines, that we see them as taking up a certain amount of time that they really don't take up much time at all. There's a few things that sometimes I decide to pass up in the morning because I feel like they take a lot of time and they really take maybe 30 seconds to a minute. One of them is making the bed, and you know, I've become a whole lot better at making the bed these days because it really is a great way to start the day. And we can all, maybe a lot of us have seen that speech by the Navy SEAL that kind of extols the virtues of making your bed and ascribes a value to that. Another thing is sometimes, you know, you look in the mirror and you'll decide that, hey, I don't have time to shave today. I tend to think that I look a little bit better with just a very little bit of stubble, but I think that's just an excuse that I've, or just a justification that I've given myself and allowing myself not to shave. But if you time it, if you time these little things, go ahead and put a stopwatch on these little activities in the morning and see how little time it actually takes, and then try and equate that to something that you do later on in the day that has the same time value, and really try and decide which one of those activities is more valuable and decide which one has a higher priority. Is it the 5 minutes that you take as a distraction to switch over to Twitter or Instagram? Is it loading the dishwasher? Is it that minute that you take to check your email in the middle of the day, or is it, you know, shaving your face and being a respectable human being? If you're a female, maybe it's the legs. Maybe you skip. Maybe you skip leg day. But those things that you do in the morning, I think if you take the time to do those things, this very morning I saw a couple dishes in the sink. It was a lot of dishes. Let's not. let's not exaggerate. There were a lot of dishes in the sink. I really did not want to load the dishwasher right then. I was enjoying a cup of coffee. I was about to hop in the shower, and you know, I just made the decision. I was like, this is really going to take a matter of what?
45 seconds,
yeah. A minute and a half at the most. At the most, it's going to take a minute and a half. And maybe I was a little particular about it. Maybe it took me a little bit longer than that. But at the most, 2.5 minutes out of my morning.
Yeah.
Did not affect my commute. I still got here on time.
Yeah.
Now the dishwasher is, you know, it's already been run, and that's one more thing that I don't have to do this evening when I get back to the house, and it frees me up to do more things. And it really, probably doing it in the morning is gonna, you know, expedite the things that I have to check off the list throughout the day, because if I try, you know, if I wanted to do it in the evening, it might take a little bit more time because maybe you're running out of juice, you got other things on your plate. But so that to me, you know, is a big part of that quote, is building up in your mind the amount of time that these things take when they really don't take as much time as you think that they might.
Yep. I couldn't have said it any better. You know, I can add this, by the way, have to, want to, need to. I'll give the credit to Stephen Covey right now. I'm sure he probably has said it also, but somebody once said, what separates the winners from the losers is doing what you have to do, even when you don't want to. That's what's making the bed. That's what's putting the dishes in the dishwasher. That's what's reading a book as an adult. There's no teacher. There's nobody you answer to. You answer to yourself. So when you go to sleep at night, do you answer to yourself saying, cool, I did those things I had to do, even though some of them I didn't want to. That's what winners do. Go out there, be a winner today.
Do it.
Yep.
Wake up, victory's mine. On top, still on the grind. Gotta go get it right now. Holla at me, with me. It's time.
I thank the stars above. I know that we're gonna make it.
It'll
Take over, God, we gon' make it. Show the world that I shine in our greatness. Take control, take a shot, what you waiting for? Keep it real, never gon' fake this. Till we make it, till we make it.
So when my boogers are liquid, this is sexy. My boogers are liquid, nothing plugs the hole.
Right.
When my boogers are regularly boogers, then they consolidate inside the hole.
Right.
And they don't, then this.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's super sexy conversation.
Yeah,
totally.